This is one of my very personal favorites. And again, it's classic cemetery symbolism. The oak tree is a symbol of life, of long life, broken, cut short. This looks like that tree. That tree right there is what we call a forest tree. The cemetery was built around it. Its guesstimated age is about 175, which puts that 25 years before this cemetery was created. They grow a long time. That's the purpose for the oak tree. On here, you see that this is a broken branch. It's a sign of a life cut short. But notice the leaves on it. They're crisp, they're clear. Life will continue on, okay? On the side here is a vine. The vine is a sign of a growth in your faith as that vine goes up towards heaven. But one of the really interesting things that I like about this, being an outdoorsman, is that there was one tool that the settlers had to have when they came through this area to survive. What do you think that was? All at once? A double barrel shotgun was hand carved in the side of this. So that's an important thing. That's how they lived. That's how they were able to survive. This is German. It says resting place of the family. This was the Kell family. And their markers are right there. If you look, it looks like logs. And the bark is peeled back. Imagine hammer and chisel carving this out by hand. This was not done by machine. This was by hand. We mark this lot by the four corners. You'll see the Kell lot looks like a small tree cut off. You look over there, another one. You look back here, another one. You look back here, another one. That's how I know we are in the Kell family lot. When you ask me a question, where is somebody? I'm going to tell you block, lot, and grave number 5, because I know how to count them. So there is rhyme or reason. We can find people. It's how cemeteries operate. That's how they operate. That's how we find and keep track of everybody. Question?
What material is the headstone made of?
This again is limestone. If you touch it, it's marble. Marble melts because it has a microorganism in it that constantly dies off, and it's being weathered. Maybe 200 years from now, this will be just nothing but a pole if it's not protected. And you can see the vandalism on it because I've had to repair it. It was pushed over here, and the gun was broken off here. So I know you guys are now going to respect the cemetery, but I hope that when you bring your friends in here, riding your bikes, skateboarding, whatever, and they go to, you say, don't do that. That's not the right thing to do. Enjoy what's here, but enjoy it in the right way.